Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. 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 Please do be seated. Coming into the churchyard today, you can almost hear the gasps of how beautiful the snowdrops are. They are so gorgeous, aren't they, all around us here. It's hard to not comment on them. How year after year they bravely push their way up through the hard winter ground, suffering the cold, the wind and rain. How amazing, how heartwarming they are. Of course, we have been seeing snowdrops bloom since late December. Certainly in Westbury, just down the road, they were blooming then. And some are now coming to the end of their season. Last Sunday, I read the poem about the snowdrop, how it represents a candle, the flame that cannot be put out. It's written by Jan Such Picard, a great poem. How true, this wonderful festival of Candlemas, when we remember Jesus being presented in the temple, the candle that could never be put out, this flame coming to live amongst us. Mary and Joseph brought him into the temple as required by law, it said, the first child on the eighth day. And we heard Simeon saying, "Now, Lord, you have kept your promise. You may let your servant go in peace. With my own eyes I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light to reveal your will to the Gentiles and bring glory to your people Israel." Simeon had waited a long time for this moment. And as I said last week, he did not react with dismay that God, having decided to come to earth to live amongst us, to set his people free, that God didn't come down as a fully grown man ready for action. No, he came as a baby to live and grow amongst us. All will happen in God's time. And Simeon is not dismayed at God's plan. Simeon rejoices in seeing the fulfillment of this promised Messiah, even though it is in the presence of a tiny baby. Simeon rejoices. God wanting to become part of us here on earth. And the promise of spreading his good news, his gospel message, not just to redeem the Israelites, those of the Jewish faith, but all humankind, all humanity. And as we discovered in the life of Jesus, as it unfolds in the early disciples, we all become part of this, each one of us. This is not a quick, fast action stuff. We are to immerse ourselves in this, not just on Sundays, but our whole life. Most of you will know, because I've talked about it so much, I've only taken down my Christmas decorations last Monday, on February the 2nd, Candlemas Day. Some may find this unusual, but in fact it used to be the tradition. And as we know with traditions, they change over time. In fact, many folks keep the more recent tradition of taking them down on January the 5th, the eve of the 6th, or something. There's always some discrepancy. Which day is it that you bring them down? But to be honest, I saw lots of homes taking their decorations down by the new year, whatever the reason. It makes me wonder about this desire to race on to the next thing, to not savour the moment that we are living in, to allow one season, one festival, one celebration to linger so we can absorb the goodness of it. Keeping the lights in the dark months glowing is actually really lovely. Okay, so last week we spoke about slowing down, not rushing, and allowing this wonderful seasons that we have and the festivals to sit with us and to allow God to do his work. Our Old Testament reading from Malachi gives us a good indicator as to what God has promised for us, how he is going to work with us his plan to help us. We are given the image of a metal worker, and we read he is sitting down, which indicates this is not a rush job. In fact, to get the metal, well, it is silver and gold, we are told, well, to get the gold from the ground, because it is far from pure, the refiner has to get dirty himself to retrieve it before he can start working on it. He will take time to look over it, to identify how to free it from the rough around it, the blemishes, the impurities. And then he will begin to carefully remove them, to smooth away the blemishes, to polish it up, taking care to not lose any of the precious goodness of gold that is worth so much to the refiner. His own hands getting covered with the muck and dirt. But he doesn't care. He sits and stays with it until the job is done. We're reminded in this reading from Malachi that if we allow it, God will purify us like a skilled refiner who brings a tarnished piece of battered metal to its full glory. So he can even see his own face in it. We become a reflection of the refiner. This is not a rush job. As I mentioned at the beginning of this talk, Simeon recognizes the light of the world, the promised Messiah, in this tiny baby Mary and Joseph have brought into the temple. Mary, this young married woman, had already experienced so much since the time she had said yes to God's messenger, the angel Gabriel, when Mary was told that she had been chosen to bear the Christ child. And here it says she and Joseph were amazed at what Simeon was saying. These more revelations of being given to us here on earth. And Mary learns from Simeon that sorrow, like a sharp sword, will break your own heart. The path Jesus trod was not easy, neither for those around him, but he came and fulfilled the great promise of being a light for us all, for all nations, the whole world. Each of us here, God will fulfill his promise in. He will work on each one of us. We may worry that we are too tarnished, that the whole world is too tarnished, that time is running out. But we read in the final verse of our Old Testament reading, "Do not fear me, says the Lord God of hosts." God sent his own Son, blood and flesh, into the world. He came down amongst us. He got himself dirty to clean us. He will fulfill his promise. He sits with us. The refiner, he will not let one piece of pure gold, of pure goodness, be lost. And in our gospel reading, our last verse says, the child grew and became strong. He was full of wisdom and God's blessings were upon him. It took some time. The light of God came down amongst us. Let us allow it to grow strong amongst us. We sing about it in our hymns. Let it grow strong in our hearts, in our homes, our families, with our friends, in our communities. And rejoice as we allow God's blessings to fall upon us. Amen.